Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper, according to William Jefferson Clinton, the most dangerous radio host in America. I promised you that I would never let you forget what happened beginning on Sunday, February the 28th, 1993, and I meant it. You never, ever heard this on Rush Limbaugh or any other radio or television broadcast. Listen very carefully and never, ever forget it.
Early Sunday morning, February the 28th, 1993, Americans sat stunned as the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, guns blazing, raided a church known as the Branch Davidian just outside a Texas town named Waco. We were told that the State Department had learned from a foreign source that the congregation led by David Koresh was going to commit mass suicide. The source later turned up to be the head of the Australian branch of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. I broadcast an appeal to Americans asking for volunteers to travel to Waco and stand unarmed between the church and the government forces. I warned that unless stopped, the government would murder all of the church members. That same night, our station, WWCR, was burned to the ground. The government bolstered the BATF forces with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, military units including tanks and armored personnel carriers, helicopter gunships, and a military psychological warfare unit. Annie, Pooh, and I went first to South Texas to visit my parents, while members of the intelligence service tried in vain to find a pilot with a helicopter who would drop me at the front door of the church at Mount Carmel. Unable to accomplish that plan, we drove to Waco and began broadcasting from the scene. While in Waco, I saw Linda Thompson for the first time. She was standing in a parking lot, dressed in her old army fatigues, waving a rifle over her head in a vain attempt at mustering the militia. 51 days after the siege began, it ended in flames. No one really knows exactly how many people died during this period of conflict. Estimates range from 93 to over 100. The government claims to have recovered 86 bodies of men, women, including at least 17 children, from the ashes. They were, indeed, murdered. This incident has become known as the Waco Massacre, and it must never happen again. Ladies and gentlemen, today's broadcast is a rerun, which was originally aired just a little less than 4 years ago, right after the conflagration at Mount Carmel in Waco, Texas, the murder of all of those inside the church known as the Branch Davidian. Listen very carefully and never, ever forget what happened in that city. After it was all over, the citizens of Waco, Texas, the good, wonderful citizens of Waco, Texas, many of them Christians, many of them called themselves good people, erected a billboard on the side of the highway, thanking the FBI and the BATF for bringing all that money to Waco, Texas.
Thank you. to the sheriff's office. Pick up the phone. Lieutenant Lynch, McLennan County Sheriff's Department. Pick up the phone, please. Someone pick up the phone. It's Lynch Sheriff's Department. Hello? Someone there, pick up the phone, please. Hello? Hello? Who is this? Is this Wayne? Hello, this is Lynch Sheriff's Office.
Thank you. Okay. Montgomery,
you think? No, because he never is. He's told Lister, and they need him to help. It's in standby. White, are you getting the word passed?
Are you there?
for the ride. Just wait a minute till Lieutenant Lynch gets done on the radio, okay?
Right. We're getting very antsy out there, so you might...
You there?
This idea...
You there, Wayne?
I'm here.
Okay.
They're wanting to talk. They're wanting to do what? They want everybody to pull back. What do you want me to tell them? Everything's going to be fine.
I'm going to call the bell.
Pardon me?
I'm going to call the bell.
All right, just stand by so I can make...
Well, 103 is needed.
Stand by. Just a second.
These are the original, authentic 911 tapes that were recorded on the 28th of February, 1993, when a force of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms raided a small church in Waco, Texas, known as the Branch Davidian. Make sure you listen closely, ladies and gentlemen, as some of this is difficult to make out. But what you've already heard should have opened your eyes, and you should know now that something is terribly wrong. Help us spread the word about our internet broadcast. When you're on the computer, send it in email to every one of your friends. On every youth group and news group and mailing list that you belong to, spread the word that you can listen to the Hour of the Time live at williamcooper.com. Please, folks, give us a hand.
Okay, David.
The Notorious.
don't do that for?
What I'm doing is I'm trying to establish some communication links with you.
No, let me tell you something.
Yes, sir.
You see, you brought a bunch of guys out and you killed some of my children. We told you we wanted to talk. Oh, how come you guys try to be ATF agents? How come you try to be so big all the time?
Okay,
now there's a bunch of us dead and a bunch of you guys dead. Now that's your fault.
Okay, let's try to resolve this now. Tell me this. Now, you have casualties. How many casualties? Do you want to try to work something out? ATF is pulling back. We're trying to,
why don't you do that first?
Okay, all I'm doing is having communications. I can't give you that answer, David.
Okay. You pull your guys out, and I want to talk.
They still can't get on into the complex to get them back, though, to get them any help. And I'm
I'm not sure what Bill Johnston wants Nicolay for. He just said, have Nicolay call me at this mobile phone. And Jamie just said to tell the chief about it. So that's why I'm calling you.
Okay?
All right. Okay.
Yes, this is Mark Carmel again.
Yes.
We lost connection with you again.
Okay, here he is. Here he is.
Who am I speaking with?
Right, Lynch is a dispatcher, okay?
Okay.
Here's Lieutenant Lynch.
Okay. Thanks. Mr. Lynch.
Yes, sir.
This is Steve.
Hi, Steve.
How you doing? Now, where were we when you last talked with David?
Well, what we're doing now, we're trying to, we got a ceasefire, and it's pretty temporary, it looks like. And you said Steve?
Yes.
Okay. So, what we're trying to do, I've got Wayne on one phone, and we're having communication problems with our field units, okay? So they want to extract their wounded officer. I have offered assistance for the people that are injured inside there with you. David said that's not a problem right now, so I said, okay, we'll move on to something else, okay?
Okay.
Now, do you have anybody in city that needs immediate medical attention?
Well, just a moment.
Okay. Then, what I'm trying to do is, Wayne is evidently close to the bound ATF officer. So what he wants to know is what sides are coming in. I've already told him how many are coming. So I'm trying to get them, that man removed from the field of fire. And then we can start some negotiations, okay? We can start talking about this. And I know some things.
Okay, so keep on communicating with Wayne on that, sir.
I will. All right, can you hold on to this one? If I lose you,
okay.
Are you at 744-2770? Is that your mobile number?
Let's see. Just a moment. Here he is. Here's David.
Okay. Okay, I've got Wayne now. We're trying to get that coordinated. And the sticking point now is getting the injured officer out of there. Then we'll start, trying to talk to y'all.
Why didn't you try to talk at first?
Okay, you got me in.
You put me in charge with somebody that I'm going to be dealing with later. Put me in charge with the head to organize this.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to do.
I know, you guys are very foolish.
That's what I'm trying
to do. You don't know what we have. You don't know what we'll drive.
All I'm doing is
you end up like this ATF, ETF, you guys,
okay.
And you need to call the President of the United States and explain to him what you've done.
That's right.
You ruined his country, you ruined the nation, and this is a democracy, supposedly, Republic,
Okay, stand by and let me get with Wayne, and then we'll be able to do more talking. So, can you stay on the line?
Well, my battery's getting weak, so.
Okay, all right. I've got your number. I can call you back. I want to establish a link with you and some folks at ATF, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. All right. Stand by. Just a minute. Let me see if I can do that. Stand by.
Talking with David a while ago, he said there are some other injuries, but he said they don't want any help.
Mark Wayne. Wayne, Wayne's going. He's on the other line. He's upset. He said people are moving in on him. So
Wayne said there are people moving in on him.
Well, you got people moving.
You got people moving in the city. And the company up there. Don't respond to it. So what we're trying to do is get the perimeter thing going.
Yeah, I knew you were. And I want to get off that off the radio to get on the show. All right, can we keep this line open for us?
Yeah, you got it. We're not going to hang up right now.
Okay. All right. Let me get back to him and see. All right.
Okay, you talked to both Wayne and David.
Yes, sir.
Wayne says that three of their people are down and one's
dead.
Okay. David is very upset because they don't want any help.
Yeah, David wants to talk to Velocity. I'm trying to get him. That's why I gave the number to ATF, so maybe one of your teams can give him a call.
Okay.
He's real upset. He's going into a lot of theology with me.
Now, right now, Wayne is the more logical of the two.
Right now, Wayne is the logical one of the two. He and I are kind of building a real relationship.
Okay, just go back to the Wolfie PC. Come on.
All right, keep the line open. I'm going back to Wayne now.
Okay.
All right, stand by, TF.
Wayne is stayed in contact with one of your guys. He's in contact, apparently.
Yes, sir. Let me double check that. I'm not there. Let me check it. Hold on.
Ted, yeah.
Did you get one man already?
Did we get one man already?
Yeah.
We've got no communication with our people right now.
Okay.
I wish I could come. Hold on for a minute.
Okay, Jeff. Wayne, hold on. We're having more communication problems out in the field, so I don't know. I'm not there. Stand by while I try to reestablish a contact, okay? Stand by.
Let me know, Ted, as soon as you do so. I can tell him.
Okay.
Anyone's talking to Steve?
Yeah, Jim Cavanaugh, who's a man across the street at the observation post, was talking to him.
Yeah,
they'd be talking to him now, so we know we were.
We had him on the other line, but something happened.
Right. Wayne told me Steve had reestablished. Let me double check.
Okay.
That's the man that's critical. And we can't establish link with them because of our communications as to whether or not they have moved the one. But we still have the one that's in critical condition. Now, is Steve back in contact with ATF?
Okay.
Steve has changed the rules here somewhat, Wayne, from what you and I agreed on. Let's get everybody together again and reestablish so that everyone knows and we don't get some more people hurt, okay? Please advise me and don't change it from one vessel to the next without advising me so that I can advise my ATF, okay?
Yeah, we need to get on the same wavelength right now.
Stand by, Wayne. Ambulance is moving. Get down. No firing. The ambulance is moving.
How many guys we got there?
Wayne, tell him.
We have three.
Come back, Wayne.
I'm on the property.
You got him on the property here?
Okay.
Okay, I'm holding.
Hold up a minute. There seems to be some more argument. Hold up, Ted.
Mitch, hold on. I'm holding. Those five guys, the ones who were down and wounded, can they get Kenny King out of the ambulance and themselves as they're wounded?
Okay. Go ahead, Wayne.
Okay, that's fine, yeah. All right.
Okay, what happened to the ambulance? Stand by just a minute. Hold on.
All right, Steve said they can bring a cop, put him on there, and carry him out.
Okay, we're going to have four guys get the guy who's down.
All right, Wayne, four guys are coming in to get the guy that's down.
Okay,
I'll let you know when they start to move. Are you with me, Wayne?
Okay.
What?
Yeah, between you and me.
Yeah,
okay. We've got five wounded people.
Okay.
One of them is wounded pretty bad.
Okay.
The four that are fighting wounded will be the four guys moving to pick up their head wounds. But this guy is really bad.
Okay.
All five are probably going to have an ambulance release.
They said a cop that hit no ambulance.
Okay.
Hold on just a minute.
Hold on.
Stand by. Wayne.
Just send your car.
All right. Yeah. Did you just allow the ambulance? We thought we had an ambulance coming in to get these people.
Okay, not an ambulance. Yeah.
All right, stand by. Let me correct that.
No ambulance.
I said no ambulance.
I'm downtown Waco, Texas.
Oh, you're downtown? Okay.
So what station you're at?
Are you taping that conversation?
This is the conversation.
It is being taped, right?
So
the lady's down here in dispatch area is being taped.
Okay, it's being taped. Good.
Let me tell you, he is making a check now.
Okay.
He's going to see if they will let medical supplies come in. They do. The critical still are refusing any help. He said that's the critical refusing.
Okay. The critical are refusing the help. Wayne is not. Maybe we can work on him a little bit and say, look, Wayne, you know, I know that they may not be thinking right because they're injured. You need to maybe kind of think for them if they're way down.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'll get into that.
A little guilt trip there.
Yeah.
Okay.
He seems to be available to take that kind of guilt.
Yeah, I think he is so far.
Whenever you get any kind of argument in the background, let me know that way. I can get the names down on who's arguing.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You don't want any help from us. Please let us help you, Wayne. If you've got serious people, we've got medical people out here. Let's take care of them. Let's don't let someone, you know, pass and not because they didn't get help, okay?
Well, our women are telling us they don't want your help.
Wayne.
I'm just passing it.
Okay, okay. Talk to them, would you, Wayne? Because, you know, they need to. Do you have anybody that's really seriously wounded? How many wounded do you have? You know, so we can make some plans.
I don't know. I haven't seen them.
Okay. All right. Let's get them some help. Don't let someone lay there that needs help, okay? I'm worried about them needing some type of medical supply. Do you need anything? Are you okay? You're okay? Would you advise you're okay? Okay, tell me. What do I need to realize? Go ahead.
Everybody here is in danger.
That's correct. Yes, sir. That's correct.
And you and I are responsible for a lot of lives.
Okay, and so far we're doing the right thing, okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
I hope, you know, you got your wounded out of there.
We did get the wounded because you worked with me. That's the only way. You and I got it done, okay? And I couldn't have done it without you, Wayne, and you know that. I appreciate that. Now what we got to do is move forward, okay? And we've got a lot of responsibility hanging on us right now. So let's make this thing work, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I will check on the medical again.
Please, because don't let someone lay there, some child or some lady that needs help that we can give to you. We'll work out a security arrangement so that there's, you know, we're not exposed and you're not exposed. But talk to Steve or talk to David or who else is there that you need to talk to?
Well, I can tell you now, they're not going to leave this property.
Nobody wants you to leave.
They don't want to leave. It's not my decision.
I understand. All right, whose decision? Is it David's decision?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Each man is making his own decision.
Okay, each man's making his own decision. That's understandable.
Some of them are dying.
No, don't let someone die.
Good night. And if you can sleep, God bless you all.
Good night, Annie Poon Allison. I love you.
And God have mercy upon our souls. Tomorrow night, part two.
Been listening to an anniversary remembrance broadcast of the Waco Massacre, the 911 tapes. Part 2 will not be tomorrow, nor will it be next week. But for quite a while now, you're going to be hearing broadcasts specifically on the criminal, unconstitutional, Nazi jackbooted thugs of the Internal Revenue Service. Right up to and including April the 15th. If you can't produce a law that was passed by Congress making you liable to file and pay the income tax and you still do it, then you're nothing but a subversive coward, and you deserve exactly what happens to you. This is the United States of America. We don't pay because someone tells us to. We pay because it's the law. I challenge you, find the law that requires you to file and pay any income tax. And if you can't do that, and you still file, you're just a miserable little sheeple coward. That's the truth. That's what you're going to be hearing on this broadcast every night from now on, up until and including April the 15th. And if you work for the IRS, you're nothing but a scum-sucking, subversive, Nazi, jack-booted Gestapo thug, preying upon your fellow Americans under the color of law, with no authority, no morals, no ethics. You are nothing. Don't miss even one episode of the Hour of the Time for the next month, folks. If you do, you're going to regret it. And help spread the news that we are now live on the Internet.
Mama done told me when I was a knee pan. My mama done told me, son, a woman of sweet talk and give it a big eye.
You're listening to 101.1 FM Eager Classic Radio, like you always wished it could be. 101.1 FM is owned and operated by the Independence Foundation Trust, a trust organized by my children.
Now the rain's a falling, here the train a calling, who is?
My mama done told me.
Yeah, that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle, who is?